mean, it's an old barn.
The roof of an old dairy barn in a sea of metal buildings is the centerpiece of the Kretz Lumber Mill, as it has been for over 9 decades. The converted dairy barn is where logs are sawn into lumber, just as it has been since the beginning. The company still bears the Kretz name, but the family has not been directly involved for almost 2 decades. Current company president Troy Brown's history with the company goes back decades.
I started piling lumber in the mill in 1986. And worked my way through school, night school, in accounting. And in 1990, I came back here full time and started as an accounting clerk and just kind of kept moving my way.
Brown has now been president for 17 years. Before President Dan Kretz stepped down, however, he created a structure for an employee-owned company, or ESOP.
Be about the year 2000, and Dan was getting into the place where, you know, maybe he might want to retire in upcoming years, and he thought then might not be a bad time to sell the business to the employees. And so at that time, then we completed the whole purchase of the employees buying the business from Dan through an ESOP.
When the company does well, the employees are compensated, and they have been doing well. Today, Kretz harvests timber mostly from small landowners from central Wisconsin all the way into the UP. They keep the hardwood, but other products like pulpwood are shipped to paper mills. They saw the hardwood into lumber, which is mostly maple, and they have 16 dry kilns that get the wood down to the proper moisture.
Great smell. I like that.
Yeah.
Kiln dried, it goes in the flooring products. We sell to these companies, flooring companies, cabinet manufacturers, molding millwork companies, furniture manufacturers.
A relatively new feature is what they call fine craftsman lumber.
I get a lot of inquiries through our Kretz Lumber website looking for smaller volume, less than truckload volumes of lumber. We were always wholesale here. And I was like, you know, I think that we can put in enough of an infrastructure together to be able to service people that want, you know, need lumber, but, you know, all they need is 20, 30, 40, 100 board feet.
Fine Craftsman coordinator Jessica Becker describes what the Craftsman line offers.
So we sell high quality American hardwoods. We specialize in hard maple, just like Kretz Lumber Company, but we bring in some other things that don't grow in our region, like walnut. Walnut doesn't grow up here.
Becker also provides services to the woodworker, like woodworking tips, a blog, and videos through their website. Although most of their lumber is shipped, for those of us who live up here, there's a cost-saving advantage.
The advantage of being in within driving distance is you don't have to pay the cost of shipping. Shipping lumber is expensive.
According to Becker, one of the advantages of working at Kretz is that all of their products come from sustainably managed forest. That is the responsibility of 7 foresters, including Dennis Fincher. I spoke with Fincher in a log cabin on the edge of a forest that the foresters use for education.
This is the woods. We got a woods back here. We got a trout stream that goes through it, and we got a bunch of different stations back there, and, you know, that's what we do for education.
In a typical year, hundreds of school kids and scouts come to the forest to learn about sustainable forestry. They also have a field day when they demonstrate their methods of forest management to their landowners. For Fincher, the best part of his job, which he has been doing for over 30 years, is working with homeowners for the healthy management of their forests.
To me, it's doing the right thing in the forest, making it healthy, number one, and then trying to reach the concerns of what the landowner wants to do. His concerns might be roads, aesthetics, wildlife, economics, rotation, timing, food plots, natural areas, tree retention, I mean, on and on. And you don't know that unless you walk with the landowner and find out. We found that landowners don't necessarily own their woods for making money.
Instead, they often want a forest that is healthy and also creates a good habitat for wildlife. Because Fincher has been in the business for such a long time, he has the benefit of seeing the fruits of his labor.
I've been in the same woods the longest four different times. And it should, if you're doing everything right, it should get better, more healthy each time.
It's that same commitment to quality, with some inventiveness and creativity mixed in, that has kept Kretz Lumber going for more than 90 years. For more information, you can visit our website at wxbr.org. For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.